David Harrington is also a wandering street vendor of sorts, except the founder of Kronos Quartet peddles sounds from around the globe, as interpreted through the adventurous minds of a cellist, a violist, and two violinists, plus anything else that Harrington and his group want in the mix, like the voice of Malian singer Hawa Kase Marijabate.
Kanimba, kanimba, kanimba.
This is from Kronos Quartet's latest collaboration, which comes out next week. It's with Trio Dakali, three traditional griot musicians from Mali. This fusion of sounds from around the globe within the construct of a chamber ensemble has been the core of Kronos for 44 years. Don't try and come up with a label for it, though. Classical fusion, world classical, world music.
I have to say that I am getting more confused by not only that term, but every musical term to try to define genres or sorts of music.
That's David Harrington of Kronos Quartet. This year, we've been marking the 30th anniversary of the creation of the label World Music, speaking with some of the artists whose music helped make that label a thing. Artists like Bonnie Raitt and Mickey Hart. And now, today, David Harrington of Kronos Quartet.
Maybe the world of music is just getting more interesting and more fascinating all the time. And maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I mean, it was a marketing term when it was created. World music was created in 1987. And in 1987, with Kronos Quartet, you'd already been listening to and playing with sounds from around the world. What led you to those sounds in the first place? Like, what was it about David Harrington and Kronos that wanted to hear the globe?
Well, it started when I was a kid, and I heard Bartok's music for the first time. And at my high school, there was some amazing recordings of African music, drumming music from Ghana. I remember these 78 recordings at my high school. And I guess you could say I've been trying to enlarge my own definition of what music is ever since then.
However you want to label the sound that Kronos Quartet makes, it's led them to some surprising and extraordinary collaborators. I recall the Kronos 2002 recording Nuevo, which was focused on Mexico's musical culture. And for me, there's that poignant version of Perfidia, kind of a schmaltzy but lovely tune. And there's a musician you featured named Carlos Garcia. He played a leaf on the song, like a leaf, literally a leaf from a tree. Tell me about that moment.
Well, that moment happened around Christmas time in 1995 when my wife and daughter and I were in Mexico City and we were out walking. And I kept hearing what I thought was a violin, and we kind of followed the sound. And as we got closer, this violin became stranger and stranger, and I got very close. And there was Carlos playing Perfidia on, as you say, it was an ivy leaf. And not only that, but he was doing it one-handed. He had lost one of his arms. And I realized I wanted to be a backup band for Carlos. That's what I wanted Carlos to do. That's how that recording came about.
Well, you guys did a great job as a backing band. Is there a part of the world that you really want to take the quartet into musically but have not yet?
Well, there's a lot of places. It seems like the world is getting more fascinating musically. You know, we were in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia, and we played music by Mario Galeano, and he had written two pieces for us. And I just realized, you know, I want to do a tour of every country in Latin and South America, and I want to get to know all the music possible in the Americas. And I feel like Kronos is very lucky. We've had some astonishing moments in our work so far, and you know, we get inspired by a lot of people.
Well, don't stop being curious. We are so lucky that you and Kronos Quartet are. David Harrington, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
More terrific sounds there from the new Kronos Quartet collaboration with Trio Dakali from Mali. The album is called La Dilikan, and it drops next week. April Peavy, our director on the other side of the glass, you've got this in rotation a lot right now, yeah?
I certainly do. I absolutely love this album. One of my favorite releases this year.
Gotta check it out, everybody. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday. Dina labona, jata dina ella, dina biribang.